Chateau Fay Cook-Off, Crawfish Eating Contest, Cajun Cooking Demonstrations, and Zydeco Dance Contests. You'll find it all at the famous Brobridge Crawfish Festival, Friday through Sunday, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. Brobridge, Louisiana. Only clear bags allowed. Sponsored by St. Martin Parish Tourism, Hancock Whitney, Community Honda, Super One Foods, Courtesy Automotive, Louisiana Lottery, Academy, and M&M Oil Tools. More info at bbcrawfish.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live coming in hot. We're glad to be here on a bright Monday morning or Monday afternoon. I'm ready for a Tuesday morning, but we're glad to be here. I hope we've had a good work day. I hope we're going to have a good evening later today, and we're glad to be here. We've got some important news. It's interesting. This is, while the legislature's in session, no free man is safe, and neither is his wallet. And that's really the battle. What's so interesting is you talk to every legislator, you'll find out they say, oh, we've got out migration. We've got to do something about it. But we got to do it tomorrow. We got to do it next year. We got to do it anytime but today. And the good news is we're getting them cornered. Now we need you to call your favorite legislator, not all of them. You don't need to know them all. But what we need to do is, well, this is a call for you to find the time, call that legislator and tell them, don't break the spending limit. And we'll tell you why the battle's going on. It really is as if it's the people and the local governments of Louisiana fighting Baton Rouge to do what's good for the state, not what's good for their wallets and their pocketbooks. But we're glad to be here. We're going to talk about our business report in just a minute, and then we're going to talk about the five-vote economic miracle that it's morphed into what they call the recipe, and it's great. The recipe takes three of the five votes and systematically takes them our direction. So we've got the five-vote miracle, and we've got the recipe for fiscal responsibility. How about those four terms of art that some marketing director has tried to come up with? I like the five miracle votes, but the recipe is what's being advocated because it's a sequence. It takes two or three steps, and that's okay, but we'll talk about that. We also may get around to talking a little bit about the Medicaid level that we have in this state is unsustainable. It's an issue in the governor's race. It's an issue in each legislative race, or it should be. And we'll talk about it if we've got time. But this vote is being massaged. The vote on whether or not to override the constitutional spending limit is really being massaged with all the marketing directors out trying to lie, trying to tell people, oh, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. Oh, it does do this, it does do that. We're going to talk about it. We ought to, and we had to start with, what does it really say? You know, if they don't do their homework, it's because they did their homework and they didn't like the results. But that's where we're going to go. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some individual legislators that we need them to come over. And but let's do the business report real quickly. Look, it's Monday. The Dow Jones closed at 34.051. That's down 46 points. It's barely a tenth of 1% down. It's a pretty flat day, if you will. The NASDAQ was very similar. It closed at 12,212, and that's down 13.99 points, 14 points, and that's down a tenth of 1%. S&P closed at 4,167, and that's down, again, it's down 1.6 points. It's down less than half of a single percent. So it was a pretty flat day. A little bit of churning helps establish that floor in the stock market. So a day where the people come in after a weekend, they come in to do business, and they get in the day's business, they get out of the day's business, and the floor is holding. Part of it has to do with the interest rates and the Fed, Federal Reserve Bank, meets on Wednesday, I believe. And before the end of the week, we will know whether they raised Fed fund rate, another quarter point. Over 80% of the investing public, the money managers, believe that they will up the interest Fed fund rate another quarter of a point. And then they're hoping, they're praying, they're wishing upon a star that the Fed will stop and go a month or two with no more raises, in spite that the inflation number has come down. But the inflation number has gotten, if you take the peak at 9 and it's now at 5, we're only halfway to where they want to be, and that is 2% inflation a year. So we've got a ways to go, and if they quit, they can get a boomerang. One of the critical factors in that inflation number is oil and gas. And the oil closed at 78 a barrel, and that was, again, down 1% plus. So it's down in the 78s. This goes back to our OPEC talk where we were afraid when OPEC and China and Russia got together, it seemed like OPEC and Saudi Arabia particularly were promising that they would reduce production up, which would result in an increase in the cost of oil, so that it would generate more money for Russia to fund their battle in the Ukraine. It went up a little bit. It got above 80, and now it's come back down for several days, and it's come to 78 today, and that's down almost a dollar. It's down 1.2%, and that's good. That's a good sign that the China-Russia deal is not holding, and that's really what we wanted to happen. Natural gas is having a little bit of a increase, but all of it didn't hold. It closed over the weekend at 2.4. It closed today at 2.3, and that was down 4%, but it was down 0.1, and that unfortunately is like 4%. But anyway, it was down at 2.1, and then now, having lost a tenth of a point, it's still at 2.3. I think that's going to make it back to 2.5, get back to 3. I think I saw it a little while last week at 3. We'll find out. Last, my favorite friend, let's see how he did. Oh, dear me. Bitcoin. Oh, Mr. Court Jester. He closed at 27,893. That's down $1,539. Whew! Man, if you invest in that stuff, you better wear a seatbelt, because you're going to fall out of your chair with having to watch this thing. Now, I did say the other day that I thought that it had gotten as high as 35,000. I was wrong. The highest, and this was early on, was 65,000 for one whole Bitcoin. Now, if you had one whole Bitcoin then, you've lost two-thirds of your value, because you're down at 27,893. You're at 27,9. It's really a tough ride. That's a little bit like playing roulette in the financial markets, but we'll let that go. The next thing, look, the next thing that we need to talk about is, and I want to get this out of the way before we finish the first segment, and that is, remember, the Senate last week voted out unanimously out of the Finance Committee the resolution needed to waive the spending cap that we have in Louisiana. We desperately need that spending cap to be upheld. And again, I'm disappointed, but the people that put that on us included several of them from this market. Cameron Henry voted in favor of waiving the statutory limit. Sharon Hewitt was on the committee and took a walk. She knew it was coming up. She didn't show up, knowing that way her vote would not be official. But let me tell you, they knew that meeting was going to occur. They knew it for a week. And if you weren't there, it was because you didn't have the fortitude to show up and speak your mind. And there's no difference between the vote of Cameron Henry, who at least had the gumption to show up and cast a bad vote, than Sharon Hewitt, who didn't show up and thereby cast a bad vote. The other, Mac Bodie White from, I think Baton Rouge, he was there. Mike Fessy from Houma was there. And they both took a walk. So they didn't have the gumptions to stand up and stop this override. And both of them, it's on their record. It's on their record forever. And it's really an embarrassment. If you want to call yourself a Republican for bigger private sector, smaller government, they missed probably the vote of their career. There'll be one more time they'll have a chance, and that's when that matter comes to the floor in the Senate. But those people were really a disappointment, and it was there was also Jimmy Harris out of New Orleans. He voted in favor of it, as did Mark Abraham out of Lake Charles. Let's see who else, Cameron. Mike Fessy did, and he did. I'm sorry, Mike didn't walk. Mike showed up and voted poorly. And then Heather Cloud out of Ville Platte. So those are people that are going to have this vote around their neck and be something that they're long-term going to be ashamed of. And it's another thing that's interesting about it is that I was looking at who all voted so I could figure out who voted and who walked. And I got the attendance record of who was actually there. And it's interesting because that's how I determined who voted for it. They all voted for it. They all let it come up knowing it was coming, and they let it pass unanimously. But something else that was, to me, that was interesting was that there are 15 members to the committee, the Finance Committee. I think a quorum is required. I can be wrong. And look, if there's a legislator out there that can help me, please do so. You can call in to our show at 504-556-9696. I really have a question about, I don't think there was a quorum. I think you needed 8 people at least, or 9, to be able to do business with a quorum on that committee, and there were only 7 people there voting. And so I think it's an invalid vote. I think other conservatives need to bring that up. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the merits of this cut. It's Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is your show. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Oh, it's good to be here. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot. We're glad to be here. Look, we don't ever want to forget our special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, and that needs to be everybody's motto from now on about this great state, and that is, we are from Louisiana, where we have Louisiana Excellence. They're the sponsor of our hotline, and again, the hotline is 504-556-9696. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from a legislator about a quorum in the Senate in committee, because I think they messed up. And I think they'll have to go back and fix it. I think that's very important to preserve the integrity of the enactment of the claimed enactment of that concurrent Senate resolution. But that's for another day. We've talked about it. We've got the word out. And I hope that the conservative legislators use the tools that we find for them. And I hope it helps us slow the big spender parade down, and let's get back to some responsible budgeting. Look, the next thing we need to talk about is this. As you would suspect, as we all would suspect, as is always the case, the Advocate, the newspaper, the semi-newspaper, the fish wrapper, whatever you want to call it, came out in favor of let's spend it all today while we can. And it was disappointing. And their argument was absolutely statutorily, constitutionally false, inaccurate, a factual legal error. What they issued the editorial on the 30th on Sunday, and it was by the staff, and what it wants to say is that somehow this statutory restriction on how much can be spent, appropriated, is based on a concept of you should not use non-reoccurring income for reoccurring programs. That principle is right, except it's nowhere in the Constitution. This is a classic bait and switch. When they start talking about, well, this was a limit on spending, it is, but that's not just what it is. More importantly, it is a protection of the taxpayer, because the limitation in the Constitution never mentions reoccurring expenses. I'm trying to get to the advocates, here's what the advocate says, in quotes, on Sunday, the budget cap was aimed at curbing reckless spending on reoccurring budget items. Today's surge of revenue is one-time money, which is a horse of a different color. No, it's not. Some of it is not reoccurring money. But the interesting part is the budget cap was aimed at curbing reckless on reoccurring budget items. That's not what it says. Second, those who don't want to spend it are not going to use it for reoccurring. If they waive it, they're the ones that want to use it to violate their own principle. But let's talk about what the principle really is. What does our Constitution really provide? What it says is state spending growth. It caps growth at the prior year's spending limit, increased by the average annual rate of personal income growth. The limit on spending is tied directly to the prosperity of our citizens. It's not tied to the source of the money. It doesn't care a twit about whether it's reoccurring funds or one-time funds. What we have here is we have a constitutional prohibition based upon our citizens' ability to be taxed. And so therefore, what they're trying to argue that, oh, it's okay, we're going to use it for one-time expenditures, ignores the fact that what they're building is a budget that we cannot afford. And so when we get back, we're going to actually talk about the actual limit, how it matches our five miracle votes. This is Paul Hurd, Louisiana Live, coming in hot. We'll be right back.
Threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol, discussion of a different way to put more money in the hands of school teachers. The idea? Instead of putting cash into pay raises, paying down the debt in the teachers' retirement system, freeing up funds for local school systems to give teachers a raise. While speaking to the Baton Rouge Press Club today, Governor Edwards got word of what House Republicans proposed.
Didn't know that education ceased to be a priority, but we're going to continue to work with the legislature. This is the first step in the process.
The proposed budget sent to the House floor does not include the millions needed for the teacher pay raises Edwards asked for. Lawmen in St. Landry Parish seek the person who hit and killed a bicyclist, then drove away. State Police Troop I spokesman Thomas Gosson says, based on evidence collected at the scene, they're seeking a metallic-colored or perhaps gray Honda Accord two-door, likely model 2013 to 2015.
Should have the right side mirror missing. Also, the right side of the vehicle should show some signs of damage as well.
The victim's ID'd as 59-year-old Randy Thibodeau of Sunset. This is news from LRN.
Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin.
Get ready to go vote, Louisiana. I'm Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin. This fall, Louisiana will conduct elections for our new governor, other statewide offices, and our full legislature. I'm reminding you to visit govote.com or download our award-winning GoVote app to register to vote, make changes to your registration, sign up for election alerts, and learn more about what will be on your ballot. Louisiana's elections are among the most secure in our country, and we want to keep you informed ahead of this important election. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't make a difference in our futures. Visit GEAUXVOTE.com or download the GoVote smartphone app today.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you,
get ready to go vote, Louisiana.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Thank you.
We're here today. Paul Hurge, your host, Louisiana Live. It's a game. We're glad to be here. Look, we want to finish up this analysis of our actual constitutional prohibition on excessive spending. What we have is a limitation on government in the Constitution that says thou shall not grow any faster than the people's income grows enough to support you. That's not whether it's reoccurring or one-time money. What this says is don't build a machine that we cannot, a governmental gas guzzling machine in Baton Rouge that we can't afford to pay for the gas. And what the Constitution focuses directly on, it says, government, you can't grow any faster than the 3-year average growth of our citizens' personal income. It doesn't have anything to do with reoccurring. Don't let them say, oh, it's important because it has to do with reoccurring. No, that's a whole nother unspecific general policy of budgeting, but it's not in the statutes. It's not in the Constitution. It's bad practice. So what we've got is, if you read the literature about these tax expenditure limitations, you'll find that what they say is when you bump the limit, it means that you're gathering some way or another revenue in excess of what your people can afford to pay, and that the result should be pay down debt, pay into rainy day trust fund for future needs, and repeal, let go of, phase out the excess taxes that you have. See, exactly. This battle over exceeding the spending limit confirms that we need to repeal sales taxes. We need to repeal the 0.43 temporary tax. We need to phase out our personal income tax. And that's exactly what the solution that's being proposed will do. You're going to hear something called the recipe. And what the recipe is this is the this is the conservative, good government, good budgeting, fiscal responsible legislators' plan on how to deal with the leftover COVID money and how to deal with the excess revenue that the government, the state, has realized simply because we have right now more taxes than we should have, more taxes than what our people can pay. And so what we've got is the recipe is a great combination of legislation. We talked about one of them last week, and that is take some of the excess funds above the spending limit, the growth limit, if you really want to look at it. That's really what it is. It's a limitation on government growth. Take it and pay off the teacher pension unfunded liability. That is an amount of $681 million to the pension funds for all the other employees is $681 million. We can do that with the 1.2 or 4 that we have. And what it would do, it would pay it 100% of that off. It would free up $150 million a year going forward because we will have funded the needs on that pension plan. Second is you pay off the teacher retirement system's unfunded liability at $589 million, and it would be paid off 100%, and that would generate another $144 million in future fiscal years, future budgets. $300 million freed up from not paying interest on a debt that we shouldn't have had, but let's use this Christmas gift from the feds. Let's use it to make our lives better, not to buy fruitcake. But if you do those two payments, it would eliminate for the school boards who are having to pay down the teachers' pay raises, it eliminates their need to pay for those pensions directly. And so what that will do is that will free up enough money in the local school board budgets that they can use it to give the pay raises as they see fit. And so this is great. You pay debt, and what happens is the teachers get the pay raise. And these debts that were hanging over your head are gone. We've eliminated an error from the past where we let these pension plans accrue liability, but never were keeping up with them. If you were in private business, the federal government would have shut these programs down with this much accrued unfunded liability. Let's pay it off. It'll help our credit rating. It'll help lower some of that interest as well. But wait, there's even better. It has to do with the five votes for a miracle economic recovery. The next thing is, if you pass it, you would be able to reduce the budget by $200 million. Now, here it comes. What happens is it would increase the amount you could use from the rainy day trust fund to offset future problems. But here it is. It would activate a trigger that already exists. We enacted last year or the year before triggers that say if we get certain amounts of revenue into the state will lower its income tax rate. Bingo. Welcome to number three of the five miracle votes. It would trigger and lower corporate and personal income rates. So we would be going forward with less taxation on us personally and give us a chance to grow our businesses, give the corporate taxpayers an opportunity to grow their business or pay their employees better. But we don't need it at the state. That's what this limit really tells you. This is a limitation on state government so it doesn't outgrow the people who are feeding that monster. And so it would activate the trigger and lower it, and it would still leave, don't let them say otherwise, it would still leave $285 million for infrastructure projects such as the roads and bridges. So let's see. We get teacher pay raises. We get a better credit rating. We get $285 million or a quarter of a billion, whatever you want to call it, for roads and bridges. And we've actually prudently handled that money and shifted into future years almost 153 plus 144, almost $300 million for future use because we won't be paying interest on debt that we paid. If you pay your debts, you gain the income that doesn't have to go to interest. This thing is a great recipe. It's called the recipe for fiscal responsibility. I heard what the news said just a minute ago, and they informed Governor Edwards what the plan was. And he said, well, I didn't know they didn't want to take care of education. Governor, take that wax out of your ears. Listen to it carefully. They're going to fund the teacher pay raises. They're going to fund the teachers' pay raises. I saw they're going to fund the teacher pay raise. Don't say they didn't do what education wants. This is just one of those. This is a great stroke of legislative genius. Now, guys, we don't have a lot of that floating through Louisiana's history. Huey Long saw to that. All the little tax princes and princesses that came to Baton Rouge just so that they would have their fiefdom. Guys, you can pass three of the five miracle votes for prosperity in Louisiana with this program. The only one left is we've got Representative Bacala's repeal of half of the temporary 0.43 sales tax. He wants to repeal half of it ahead of time, and that again, it hits number five. So we'd have four of the five met by the recipe plus Representative Bacala, and then all we've got to do is look at those rascals and say, you're not going to get a $60,000 raise for your salary. We're not going to make you into full-time legislators. You haven't earned it. If you're last in, if we're last in the South, last in America, we're tied as the state most likely to have our people leave as a percentage of our population. We're losing them as fast as Illinois, and that's unfair to us. And so it's an interesting, the recipe is really one of those legislative combinations. Representative Jack McFarland is the head of the Conservative Caucus. There's a Freedom Caucus. They also endorse the recipe. And for once, guys, we've got something worth fighting for. Call your legislators and let them know. Look, we'll be back for one more segment. It's Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is the show. And we look forward to coming right back just after a few messages from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State, and I am asking for your vote. I have a proven record as a leader in the real world of business in the oil and gas industry, and also served 6 years as the chairman of the Republican Party of Louisiana. And today, I serve as your public service commissioner. The Secretary of State is the chief elections officer for Louisiana and is the leader of Louisiana's election team. When elected, I pledge to work 24/7 to make sure your vote is protected, preserved, and counted on Election Day. And we will do it voter friendly. Please visit my website at friendsofmikefrancis.com. This is paid for by Friends of Mike Francis.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at Ochsner.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, it's good to be back. Paul Hurd for our last segment, Louisiana Live. I'm lucky enough to have me a caller that's called us as he holds his breath and leaves the legislative zone known as Baton Rouge. I've got a John Swisher who was there and witnessed the action. John, you there?
Yes, sir. This is the famous flaming conservative.
All right. I'm glad to have that. What happened today in the legislature?
It passed by one vote. We had a couple of sad stories. I mean, I felt for the families of the deceased. Some guys started crying because he lost his son to a driver that was on a cell phone. But it's not the cell phone that causes the accident. It's the people driving with them on. I mean, and one woman from Kenner made a point that was against it. Said, you can be hands-free and still be distracted.
Was it the Senate or the House? Was it the Senate, the House, or the floor?
The House. It was not the floor.
All right. So we got out of a House committee.
Right. I did my testimony. I said, I'm in the automotive business. I'm getting ready to open, get back in the automotive business. And it's very them laws are very detrimental to our industry. Suppose we in the school zone, and a state and a sheriff's department deputy calls us up, needs a record right away. We in the school zone. They're not going to wait for us to get out of a school zone to answer the phone. They're going to call somebody else, which they don't understand. I mean, this is nothing but a money grab.
Well, and I'm going to even say something else, and that is, it's one of these. That sounds good, but I'm going to say this. I'm a lawyer. Now, what happens when you create this law is what you've done is now anybody that has a automobile accident, everybody's going to have their cell phone record pulled. And if your cell phone is alive, even if you were not talking to somebody, if your cell phone's alive, what's going to happen is you've created one more, even if you were the driver, your phone's alive and you get hit, you're going to be partially at fault because you were breaking the law when the wreck occurred. What I'm telling you is the lawyers and the tort people are just sitting back going, well, we've got one more unmanageable standard that we can use to collect more insurance against people who didn't necessarily do anything illegal in driving. Or if they did something improper in driving, they're liable because of the way they handled the car, not because their cell phone was working. So I see these. I think this. Go ahead.
You ever heard of followthemoney.org?
I've heard of it. It's a good concept.
I researched yesterday. And Mike Huval, the author of this bill, his campaign is financed by insurance companies, like in the five figures. One insurance company, Louisiana Independent Insurance and Agents and Brokers, $15,000. Then State Farm, $11,000. Blue Cross Blue Shield, $7,000. Tell me, can you make a connection somewhere?
I don't know why I would have thought that they would be on the opposite side, not in favor of this law, because this law would shift some liability to someone who otherwise was operating the vehicle safely. Because if they could prove you operated it unsafely, they don't need the cell phone issue. The other thing that I look at with this kind of law is they're putting all these gizmos in the car. Hey, we hadn't even talked about all the videos that are in the car, being able to look at the screen on how to do your directions. But most importantly, what we've got is this, to me, is like the gun laws. And that is, the people who are going to violate this don't care there's a law. The people who don't wear seatbelts don't care that there's a law. The answer is, they're going to do this. I don't think enacting this will result in 10% reduction in the use of cell phones in the car. And so I look at it and go, all you're doing is, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I said it over the top of you.
It's an infringement of our personal freedoms. Your automobile is an extension of your domicile, which is your home.
All right, look, I think at some point this is just the over-regulation of our life. And I, that's exactly what you're saying. I don't know how it happens. I don't know why it happens. But it's one of those deals that I haven't figured out. If it seems to me that it's going to simply create another legal basis to litigate and to increase the insurance recoveries for people who didn't otherwise do anything wrong. And because this is going to be a statutory technical negligence, it'll be negligence per se is what they call it. When you do something that violates a statute, you are negligent per se. And so what you end up creating is almost strict liability if I'm operating a telephone and I am hit by a drunk driver. It's not his fault alone. Now I'm going to participate because I got hit while my phone was active or I was talking to somebody. But otherwise, I could be sitting at a stop sign waiting for it to turn green and get rear-ended, and I'm talking on my phone, and I'm going to be negligent. Because I had a phone on, not that it's connected to the way the vehicle was operated. I appreciate it. Who else did you? Can you recall who else may have spoken in favor of it or against it?
Against the president of a state of Louisiana motorcycle organization and But we had a couple of attorneys and a parliamentarian. I don't know the names offhand, but he was on Jeff Carrera's show this morning, the parliamentarian. And
I'm running out of time. Look, John, great call. I appreciate you calling. Keep us in mind. I think this is Paul Hurd, Louisiana Live, coming in hot, and come on back tomorrow. Thanks, John.
Now don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot. Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and grow strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.